Good afternoon. We find ourselves just a few short hours away from the beginning of the sacred, beautiful, and holy Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And what we've decided to do for this year is a new series called Sparks of Inspiration, where we will record a short, brief message, insight on Yom Tov of Hanukkah, adding an additional dimension of understanding and appreciation for each of these sacred days. So for our first day, we'll lead off with perhaps what is the most famous question when it comes to the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. The Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, in his commentary on the Torah, asks, why is it that we celebrate Yom Tov of Hanukkah for 8 days? After all, again, we know that when the Hashmonaim, when the Maccabim came into the Beis HaMikdash, they found the small jug of oil with enough oil to remain lit for a day. And amazingly enough, it remained lit for 8. So if we do the simple math, if there's enough oil to remain lit for a day, and it remains lit for 8, the miracle wasn't 8 days. The miracle was really 7 days. And the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, provides a number of different answers. Subsequent commentaries provide a number of different answers. For example, the Beis Yosef says that on the first night, they poured the entire amount of oil in. And amazingly enough, the next morning, the oil level did not diminish. The same amount of oil remained in the receptacles. So the miracle was clear even on the first night. Others explain that the Hashmonaim, realizing that they would not have oil for another week, divided up the one jug of oil into 7 parts, a little bit for each night, figuring that at least it's better to have a little bit of light each night than to have no light. And miraculously enough, the little bit of oil burned throughout the entire night, beginning on the first night. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh gives a very simple answer. He explains that in reality, there are 2 miracles of Hanukkah. On the days number called 2 through 8, the miracle of Hanukkah is the miracle of the little bit of oil that burned for a long time. But on the first night of Hanukkah, the Baal Shem Tov explains so beautifully yet so simply, tonight we celebrate the fact that oil burns at all. What does this mean? Explains the Baal Shem Tov, we take it for granted that if you take a little bit of olive oil and the wick, and you put light the wick on fire, that the oil burns. But why is that so? That's only so because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it to be. And the Baal Shem Tov says, we allow the light of the menorah to open our eyes to all of the other things around us, which look so ordinary, which look so regular, which just look, quote unquote, natural. And we open our eyes to realize that indeed we are not surrounded by anything natural. Everything in our lives, big and small, is indeed supernatural. Tonight we celebrate the fact that oil burns at all. Tonight we celebrate the fact that the things that we often think are just commonplace, ordinary, part of the natural order of the world, are miraculous events orchestrated by none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The fact that we have eyes to be able to gaze upon the menorah, the fact that we have dexterity in our fingers to be able to kindle the lights, the fact that we have heat in our homes, food in our refrigerator, and perhaps privilege to be surrounded by family and by loved ones. These are things that often we look at as ordinary. Sometimes we think miracles are when the little jug of oil lasts for 8 days, when the sea splits or manna falls from heaven. But we forget that opening our eyes in the morning, standing upright, having a little bit of money in our pocket and some food in our belly, being able to bask in the beautiful luminescent light of the sun, and being able to gaze upon a starry night. Those are miracles as well. Just because they happen every single day does not make them any less miraculous. Therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov, on this first night of Hanukkah, we don't celebrate supernatural miracles, but rather we celebrate the natural miracles which occur around us each and every day. May we be privileged to kindle the beautiful holy light of the menorah in our homes. And may we be privileged to use its luminescent light to light up all the beautiful natural miracles that occur around us each and every day. Wishing everyone a beautiful Hanukkah, a happy Hanukkah, a lichtige Hanukkah, a luminescent Hanukkah, and may the coming days be filled with incredible inspiration and growth.